Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns in your head, zombie.
Welcome to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Standing in today for Andrew McKay, who is on a well-deserved break before heading to the Democrat National Convention next week in Chicago. And I know Andrew's still out there because I see him posting on Facebook. He's not completely incommunicado, but appreciate the opportunity to be here today and start your Thursday morning out. I'm not used to being up this early, I'll be honest. So. But we're here, we're excited, and really looking forward to the next 4 hours of being with you, talking about a lot of different things. We'll be talking about the upcoming election. I know we've got a lot of ads that are running here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. A lot of conversation on the news and amongst folks. Leading up to next Tuesday's primary, so we'll be talking about that. We'll have some callers come in or call in to talk about some of the things that will actually be coming up on the November ballot. But Tuesday, just want to encourage people get out and vote. You still have a few days of early voting up until Saturday, and if you don't early vote by then, you can go in person on Tuesday. But you can check with the Supervisor of Elections office. You can go to their website and find out where those early voting locations are or where you would go on Election Day. But as I said, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Just want to start off talking a little bit about the Chamber, the things that we do in our community. We are 1,120 members. From our largest businesses here in Northwest Florida to, one person consulting businesses. It's really cool to see the diversity amongst our business community. We have, a lot of businesses really cranking up starting since COVID. I think during that time, people who may have been working for a boss, working for a company, said, I want to do my own thing. And they started their own business. We see this a lot at the Chamber. People who are consultants or they have a specialty in social media or other areas that they're passionate about and they want to help businesses. That's really the encouraging thing that I see as being a part of the Chamber is businesses that want to help other businesses, and that connection that's made at a lot of our chamber events. It's very exciting to see, and we're seeing a lot of growth, a lot of positive momentum in our community, and we'll talk about that throughout the morning as well. But invite anyone who is not a member of the chamber to check out our website, PensacolaChamber.com. Information about how to become a member. You can see all of our great events. We'll talk about some of the upcoming events here in a little bit, but we have a calendar. If you're a member of the chamber, you can post your own events on our calendar that gets tons of visits each week. But also if you go on that calendar and you see events in green, those are chamber events, and we have one tonight. It's our business after hours for August, which will be held at Step One Automotive in Carr City. Always a great business after hours. They do a great spread, food, drink, whatever you want. It's just a great time. It's relaxed. A lot of great door prizes, great way to connect with, just business folks in our community. So again, that'll be at Step One Automotive, in Carr City and starting at 5 o'clock and going until about 7. So, join us for that this evening. And again, like I said, you can check out all the events on PensacolaChamber.com. You can go to our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and find out more information there. But again, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Excited to be here sitting in for Andrew.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I am a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio
92.3. Don't shoot! Shoot!
She's so dangerous. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today. Let's go to David Wayne and check in and see what's happening with the news.
Sure, and good morning to you. Well, senior officials from the U.S. and the Middle East today are hoping for a breakthrough in Gaza ceasefire negotiations. The summit in Qatar is including Israeli officials who've said that this meeting could be their last chance to get a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, and Hamas officials have said that they won't participate in the talks, but they will be receiving updates from mediators. Former President Donald Trump has laid out some plans for the economy were he to be elected to the White House in a couple of months. During a rally yesterday in North Carolina, Trump said he would sign an executive order directing his cabinet to take action to bring down inflation and consumer prices in the first 100 days of his presidency. He also said he would commit to slashing energy prices in half. And the founder of Famous Amos Cookies has died. Truly a sad day. Wally Amos, he was 88 years old, and he launched the cookie empire after opening a bakery on Sunset Boulevard in 1975.
All right. Well, that is sad news. I love Famous Amos Cookies.
They are the best.
They are delicious. And I just was doing the pose because he used to do the pose with his finger up in the air and the cookie on his finger. It was just Famous Amos. Yeah, just tough way to start the day, but we'll recover. So I'm Todd Thompson, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. And, we're talking about elections coming up and there's a lot of stuff happening local. But I thought one of the interesting things, and I'm a big, formerly Twitter, now X guy. I follow that for a lot of my news, frankly, and you know, a lot of the national news. And you know, talking about the election, I thought it was fascinating the interview the other night between Trump and Elon Musk on X. And it started off poorly because they had a lot of technical problems, and I guess it took a 30 or 45 minutes before they got it together and were able to do the interview, which is interesting because Ron DeSantis, when he announced that he was going to officially run for president, he did this the same way. He did it on X with Elon, and it was also kind of a technical disaster. So, but the thing that's fascinating to me is this is the new way of communicating, that you don't have to go through your traditional news, you know, interviews. There's a lot of talk about Kamala Harris is not doing press conferences, not facing the press as you know, as traditionally done. And it seems like, you know, with so many outlets now, so many ways that people can communicate, that, you know, it's like you can just create your own message and go with it. And John, you've been in, we were talking earlier, you've been in radio for a long time.
Yeah.
What, you have any thoughts on kind of the new way people, and especially candidates, communicate?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting because, you know, way back in the 90s, we didn't have all that. And we're like, you know, you went to school and then you came home. Now it's like 24/7, you're being bombarded all the time,
right?
Through all the different social media channels, no matter where you go,
right? Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I have to be conscious about it. Like, I need to be, sorry, I gotta take a break and,
yes,
you know, go outside and do something else, because you could, it could just suck you in, and it's like its own little mini drama that you can just live every day.
Exactly.
But I just thought that's fascinating.
It is.
You know, I watched the entire interview. It was, you know, it was Trump being Trump. And if you love Trump, you loved it.
Mm-hmm.
If you hate Trump, you probably hate listening to it. But and I was also following along on X as people were commenting,
right,
you know, either this is the greatest interview ever or this is so dumb, and why is Elon asking all these softball questions? Well, Elon Musk has endorsed Trump for president. So, yes, he's going to ask him pretty easy questions.
Right.
And that's kind of a frustration, I think, for some people as well, is that politicians just look for easy
avenues. Softball questions.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And maybe not
the hard-hitting ones that people want to know about.
Right. Yeah. And again, it's both sides because, you know, Kamala Harris is being criticized for the same thing, that she's, you know, basically in hiding until the convention, and then we'll see afterwards. So I am very excited to hear from Andrew next week.
Oh, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
Being on the ground there, I'm sure it's going to be fascinating. But, yeah, you know, it's kind of the new thing. The way we communicate, whether it's, you know, social media or, and just being able to listen to, you know, podcasts from all different folks, and, you know, in political or sports or whatever your interest might be.
Right.
You know, just so many ways to communicate. But I mean, we have good old fashioned radio here, news radio, 1620,
exactly,
92.3 FM. And we love it. Y'all are such a pillar of our community. Great chamber supporters, Dave and Mary Hoxing, very involved with what we do with the chamber. Dave is on our board of directors. Dave and Mary are both heavily involved with our leadership Pensacola program, or we call it LEAP, which a number of y'all here have gone through, and we appreciate that. But, you know, good old radio, it's always there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good thing. And then streaming all around the world.
Right.
So, you know, people can hear you at any location. They're podcasting.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're doing that too. So you don't have time to listen to the 5 a.m. show because you sleep till 7. Hey, we got you covered.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I'll do that if I miss, you know, I know Mayor Reeves was on and was talking about something I'm interested in. If I miss it, then I can go back and check it on the podcast. So that's a great thing, that if if you don't know about that, you can go on the News Radio website and find under podcasts the previous shows, and you can listen.
And we try to get them up as soon as possible. You know, as quickly as I can do it, I put them up.
Right, right. So very cool service, and appreciate that. All right. So 525, and I think we're still rolling, huh?
Oh, we are.
Okay. Yeah. I got my little script here. So, appreciate everything News Radio does. Like I said, Dave and Mary are big supporters of the Chamber. Mentioned that we have business after hours tonight at Step One Automotive. Some other events that we have coming up that you can find on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. Next Thursday, August 22nd, this is a sold-out event, so I'm sorry if you didn't get your tickets, but we have our State of Education luncheon that'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn on South 9th Avenue. We will hear from our leaders in education as we get back to school. What's happening? What's new? Just this morning, there's an article in the PNJ about how University of West Florida now has over 15,000 students enrolled. They just continue to see great growth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So that's exciting to see. Pensacola State College has a lot of great things going on. A lot of, you know, training programs. They do a lot to support job training to fill the needs of those jobs. You know, talk about ST Engineering, what's happening there. I'm going to have Dr. Ed Meadows on in a little bit to talk about them getting back to school, some of the trainings that they have, some of the classes they offer, and what they do.
Aviation?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I was just verifying.
Right, right. Yeah, with ST Aerospace, they have programs that they have in place to support that. And we'll be asking him about that. And I know Governor DeSantis was here a few weeks ago with a big announcement in support of that. So exciting things happening. And then, you know, the school district with the K-12 students back, no people are out there driving. Please be careful. I know my commute to work every morning takes me across, past A.K. Suter, and, you know, sometimes I go past Episcopal Day School, and there are a lot more cars and a lot more kids out there. So please, as you're commuting out there, it may be a little frustrating. It may be a little slower because, you know, there's just more traffic. But please be patient out there. It's the very beginning of the school year. So, you know, even the bus drivers and the parents who are in the car lines are getting their bearings back. You know, we'll get it back to where we're used to pretty soon.
And having a 11th grader at Milton, summertime, I had to feed the boy all summer long.
Right.
And I'm like, Monday was the greatest day of the year. You know, people say it's Christmas.
Right.
So when the kids go back to school, I was like, hey, my grocery bill will come way down.
Yeah, it seems some of the parents I've talked to this week, it's kind of mixed emotions depending on the age. It seems like the younger kids, they're a little,
like,
they'll go. But the bigger ones, like, yeah, get out of the house.
Yeah.
Stop eating all my food. Get off the couch. Stop playing games. You know, get back there and do what you're supposed to do. But yeah, I have a son who's a senior. At Catholic, and it goes by quick.
It does. You know. It really does. You cherish every moment that you have.
Yeah, yeah. But back to school, exciting time. The summer has just flown by. It's amazing.
It did. Year's flown by.
Ever since COVID, it seems like someone just stepped on the accelerator in terms of time, and there's not enough time. And
our whole world just slowed down.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now they've hit the gas pedal and let's go.
Yeah. And from a chamber perspective, it's exciting because we just have a lot of people who are engaged. All of our events.
Great.
Yeah. Our events are selling out. People are coming, and I think people want that connection and being together is important. So So we try to provide that. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go through the morning. But excited to be here. Again, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Andrew McKay, who's in an undisclosed location, taking a well-deserved break before he heads out next week. And with that, we're going to take a break.
Got news with David Wayne coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on News Radio 1620.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Could a temporary pause in the war between Hamas and Israel happen? Ceasefire talks resume, but it's anybody's guess if Hamas will show up.
Overnight, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave his negotiating team a wider mandate to bring to the table, though analysts remain pessimistic about the possibility of success. From Israel, the heads of intelligence agencies, the Shin Bet and Mossad, will be part of the team, along with a top advisor to the prime minister. While the Americans, Egyptians, and Qataris will be there, it's unknown if Hamas will participate.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Haifa, Israel. There's a new Fox News survey taking the temperature of the presidential race.
Trump leading Harris by a single point nationally, 8 points, though, among independents.
That is Fox's Griff Jenkins reporting from Washington this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 74 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Pensacola approved a 50% stormwater fee increase last week for city property owners. The city council voting unanimously to approve increasing the fee to $120.49 for each stormwater unit assessed to a property. The city began charging property owners a stormwater fee in 2001. To pay for the maintenance of stormwater drains and treatment ponds and improvements to the stormwater system. A bicyclist was killed after being hit by a car on Kemstrand Road yesterday. That happened just before 6 a.m. near the intersection with Breezy Acres Road. FHP says the bicyclist, a 34-year-old Pensacola man, was not wearing reflective clothing. The driver, a 24-year-old J man, reported he did not see the bicyclist before that collision. The rider died at the scene of that crash. Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard says the school year's off to a great start. He has believes there's a lot of positive momentum in the district after last year's positive school grades report. He says this year's all about walking that walk.
What we've been doing is we've been strategically focused this summer with professional development for our teachers, for our school-based administrators and for our district staff, and putting together what we call the Escambia Learning Model, which really helps simplify what our teachers and our students, as far as what's going to be their expectations day in and day out.
And Leonard says the district has really hit its stride here in this first week of school. Leonard says last year's success created positive momentum, and it's important to sustain that success. Well, Hurricane Ernesto was on the move this morning. It's about 635 miles now southwest of Bermuda. Right now, 85 mile an hour maximum sustained winds, and it's heading northerly at about 13 miles an hour. The long range forecast has it at a Category 2 storm near Bermuda by Saturday. A New York man now in a legal battle with Disney over his wife's death. Jeffrey Piccolo sued Disney for more than $50,000 after his wife died after eating at a Disney Springs restaurant last fall. He says the 42-year-old was allergic to nuts and dairy, and staff at the Raglan Road Irish Pub reportedly told her that there were no nuts or dairy in her meal. Piccolo filed a wrongful death lawsuit 6 months ago. 3 months ago, Disney asked a judge to toss the lawsuit. The company claims Piccolo can't sue because he agreed to settle disputes through arbitration when he bought a Disney Plus subscription 5 years ago. It's 534 right now at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. There will be a small chance of rain today, 30% chance overall, high near 94. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. As you go into Friday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Keeping the 90s around through Saturday with a 40% chance of rain, high near 92. Stay connected at Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it is partly cloudy, and we do have 74 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. This week's inflation data thus far has shown signs that inflation is easing. The consumer price index increased 0.2% in July and 2.9% year over year. Wholesale inflation also rose less than expected. Investors believe that an interest rate cut is very likely on the table for the central bank's September meeting. Investors will be watching for retail sale data, which gets released this morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The Federal Trade Commission has announced a new rule that prohibits companies from buying or selling fake online reviews. The new law also bans the censoring of negative comments. And more from the FTC. Government officials are working to ban non-compete agreements. However, at least three companies have sued the FTC after revealing the proposal. Their cases are now pending in Florida, Pennsylvania, and Texas, and the issue could end up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Futures are slightly higher after solid inflation data this week thus far. That's Your Money Now.
Right now, 536, your next news at 6 a.m. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you for your support in the last 4 years. We have accomplished a lot. We still have a lot to do to educate and prepare future generations. It's not just about my family. It's about your family as well. Let's push together toward tomorrow with honesty, integrity, and common sense. So I ask you, when you go to the polls, vote Charles Elliott, School Board District 4. Thank you, and may God bless you, is my prayer.
Paid and approved by Charles Elliott for Santa Rosa School Board District 4.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Rock it out on a Thursday morning. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News. And, well, that was a perfect segue that last little promo about what I want to talk about next, which is hurricane and disaster preparedness. Not a most exciting topic, but one that's very important here to us in Northwest Florida. I mean, we just had a hurricane go to our east a few weeks ago that could have impacted us, and it's supposed to be a very active year. So one of the things we try to do at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce is keep our businesses educated about the resources that are out there for you and the things that you should be doing really now in advance of a storm. You should be, you know, getting your key documents together. Make sure you have your insurance someplace where it's safe, where it can't get washed away. You know, have those types of documents someplace secure where you can get to them easily in the event of a storm. But there's some great resources. One that is provided through the state of Florida. You can go to floridadisaster.org, and they have some really great resources. And they have a section called Plan and Prepare. And so they have Make a Family Plan, where, you know, you do those things for your household to prepare for a storm, and Make a Business Plan. It's very important to be prepared for a storm and to have that plan in place, you know, that's because, you know, once it's over, you got to start that recovery. And it's important to have that plan and then be able to execute it without having to worry. You know, if you're scrambling and trying to find those documents or trying to get your water or things like that together at the last minute, then it's just going to cause panic. You always see the lines at the gas stations when a storm is coming. And so I just want to encourage folks, you know, we don't like to think about hurricanes, but it's a reality of living in Florida. We lived it a few years ago with Hurricane Sally, and there's always the potential for it happening again. So, stay tuned to News Radio 92.3 FM, 1620 AM, as the summer and moving into the fall as we progress, because we're getting into really the heavy part of hurricane season. You know, as the calendar falls, we're almost halfway through, but as the activity
ramps up,
right, we're in that, it's really about the August 15th is kind of that kickoff of when things really start to
pick, which is today
exactly. So you know, really this next 2 month window till about the middle of October is when we really start to see a lot of activity, and you just got to be prepared. It's just the reality of living here in Northwest Florida.
So what does the chamber do for its members?
So we try to provide as much information as we can. We do e-blasts. Mm-hmm. We put information on our social media platforms, our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. So we just try to get that information out. One of the things I do in my role as president of the chamber is I sit at what's called the ESF 18 desk at the Emergency Operations
EOC,
Center.
Yeah. Yes.
So in the event of a storm, they'll call us in, and one of my roles is to monitor what's happening in the business community, find out like what gas stations are open, what hardware stores are open, what grocery stores are open, communicate with the fuel distributors on when they're going to be coming into the area.
Right.
You know, and just get that information, because there, you know, it's a system where it works up to, and the county administrator is the manager for the entire disaster. So so we all work together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at ESF 18 desk there, and there are, I think, 18 desks total, you know, but it's everything from nonprofits to energy to healthcare, all working together to,
right,
you know, to help facilitate a recovery after a storm.
So you're inside the bubble.
Yeah.
We have to look outside the bubble,
right,
as media people, but that's awesome. You know, and then you pass that information along. and we pass it along to everyone out there.
Right.
You know?
And it's
so
important.
It all works together.
Yeah, and it's important that that message and that information is coordinated and it's correct.
Correct.
Because, you know, as we talked about earlier, in this era of so many different ways of communication, things get out there and they're not true, and you want to make sure that you're getting the right information out there. So, long story short, make sure you you stay prepared. You know, storms happen. We just got to be ready.
Yeah, for sure. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News right here on AM 1620, 92.3.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can. Because it helps. Because it's nice. Because it's being a good neighbor. Because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki delivered with a water and sewer rate hike of zero during COVID and none over CPI in the last 4 years. Vicki promised infrastructure repairs. She delivered a 16-year plan of reparations, spending hundreds of millions repairing or replacing your infrastructure. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Kia Autosport and Tell Staffing and HR.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
More than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, yet 80% don't know that they have it. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County will begin a national diabetes prevention class on August 27th at no cost to you to assist residents in making healthy lifestyle changes. People with prediabetes are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. But that risk can be reversed by choosing a healthy diet and increasing physical activity. Call 850-564-2249 for additional information on upcoming classes.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools, and I lead 3,100 educators who are dedicated to the success of our students. Under my leadership, teachers have received an average of 16% in raises, moving the average teacher salary from 1.06 below the state average to 1.01 above the state average. We have procured over $17 million in additional funding for STEM and workforce education, and we have earned an A-plus credit rating. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, mama, don't play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. So let's get one thing straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. It's still dark outside. I'm not used to being up this early, so but we're doing great. We're having a lot of fun here. John and I are hanging out. David Wayne in the newsroom. As I mentioned, President of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, but I want to kind of give a shout out to other chambers that we have in our community. We work really well together. We have a number of chambers in both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, but the great folks who do a lot of important work supporting our businesses, supporting our community, and all facets of things that are happening here in Northwest Florida. So you've got the Pensacola Beach Chamber. Meg Peltier out there does a great job. They just did the Blue Angels Air Show, which I know is a tremendous week for them. It's a lot of work, and I want to congratulate them on a fantastic event. It's just always amazing to be able to experience that, to have that in our community. So Pensacola Beach Chamber does not just the air show, but they do a lot of great things. But I know that's a highlight for them. Out at Perdido, Tammy does a great job out there. Sometimes it feels like Perdido might be the forgotten portion of our region, but they do a lot of great work. Really connected to the base, and they do a lot of military support. So shout out to them. Brian Wire with the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber. We work with Brian. He's a great partner. We just had a business after hours with him and the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber in July, and always look forward to working with Brian on issues in our community. And then in Gulf Breeze, the Gulf Breeze Chamber, Grace Carball. We also had a business after hours with them right before July 4th. We kind of do one in 1 year. We'll be over in Gulf Breeze at a business. The next year we'll be in Pensacola at a business. So we were over in Gulf Breeze. Next year we'll be back in Pensacola. Another great chamber who does a lot of great work. Excuse me. Navarre, Shanda Ryan. Has been at the Navarre Chamber for as long as I've known her, and just does a fantastic job over there as well. And then our newest chamber executive, Jim Ponick, is at the Santa Rosa Chamber. So just getting to know Jim a little bit and looking to engage with him. But just really want to encourage folks, if you're not a member of any of these chambers, really want to encourage you to do that. These are great ways to connect with fellow business leaders, be a part of your community. I see it pretty much every day, people who are making connections, small businesses, they need certain types of support, whether it's an accountant or a lawyer or back office support. And, I've just seen it a lot where those folks get connected, whether it's at a networking event or it's at one of our State of series or business after hours, Good Morning Pensacola, all different ways to get connected. I'm wearing my chamber hat and saying, support your local chamber. I feel like we're the backbone of our community because at Greater Pensacola Chamber, we have 1,120 members. All of our major employers here in the region, and it's cool to be a part of that.
Now let's check in with David Wayne in the newsroom. What's up?
Well, negotiations are going to continue today between the U.S., Israel, and Hamas, mediators for a ceasefire in Gaza. They're holding a summit in Qatar. Israeli officials say it could be the final chance to get a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Hamas officials, though, reportedly not participating in the talks actively, but they are getting some updates from mediators. A decision on when two astronauts that have been stuck in space will be able to return to Earth should be made by the end of the month. Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams have been aboard the International Space Station since they went up in that Boeing Starliner spacecraft all the way back in June. If it's determined that they cannot return on the Starliner, then they'll have to wait until February of next year for a return ride to Earth. And Taylor Swift is going to be returning to the stage after last week's foiled terror plot that was targeting her concerts in Austria. She'll be performing at London's Wembley Stadium tonight for the first of five shows at the venue.
And I know, David, you're a Swiftie. I know it. I know it.
How'd you know?
Well, you
was
know,
it my Taylor Swift t-shirt?
And on your car, too, I saw all this Swiftie
the bumper stickers.
Yeah. So.
Well, no hiding anything from you.
Thank you, David.
Anytime, John.
Well, and yeah, we're, you know, about to start the NFL season. And
oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to get the weekly updates, you know, with Travis Kelce and Taylor, what, you know, what's going to be happening. every time you watch the Chiefs, it'll be the latest and greatest. You know, we've kind of had a break here this summer in terms of...
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it can be a little much, but yeah, the intersection of sports and entertainment. I mean, when I was younger, I didn't understand why ESPN was the entertainment and sports programming network, but now it makes perfect sense because that's what it really is. It's the intersection of entertainment and sports, and that's the way it is today.
So my flight landed in Kansas City last week, and so I was walking through the Kansas City airport, and I know people can't see this.
My God.
But I took a picture of it because I didn't think people would believe me. It's Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and it says Kansas City and our dynasty era, and it's got both of them kissing.
Yeah, and it's got the confetti, so this must have been at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The confetti is all around them. They're
That's
kissing.
Just in the airport.
That's at the airport. Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, I just thought about that when we were talking about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing. And apparently, you know, the Swifties are now football fans because of this. And, you know, hey, whatever it takes to grow, you know, the
sport,
audience,
yeah.
that's what I know the NFL folks want to see. But
in college football kicking off
next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
I'm so excited. I'm a Gator fan.
I'm sorry.
So it's been rough.
I'm sorry.
But, you know.
We play, Ole Miss plays you towards the end of the season in Gainesville.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think me and Jordan from Cat Country, we're going to go down there. He's a huge Gator fan.
Okay,
yeah. So we're going to go down there and, you know,
yeah,
razz each other.
Right, yeah. I know you had Danny Zimmern in here the other day, and he's a big Gator. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, we talk a lot about the Gators and kind of, we're always hopeful, but, you know, it's rough.
Well, so is Ole Miss every year. We're hopeful, right? But we're like, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like Lane Kiffin has it going and really hit the transfer portal to bring in a lot of great talent. And, yeah, it should be an exciting season.
It's going to be interesting to see how the season develops, you know. And the new college playoff system starts also. So
yeah, so you have 12 instead of 4. So that brings so many other teams.
Other variables into the national championship picture.
And if you lose one game or two games, you're still in the mix.
Yeah, you still have a chance. Yeah. And, you know, like Florida playing in the SEC, Ole Miss playing in the SEC. That's a tough schedule.
Oh, my gosh.
You added Texas, Oklahoma. I mean, hey, there are no cakewalks there.
Right. I think Florida's last five games are Georgia at Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and at Florida State. I mean, my gosh.
Wow. That's a gauntlet.
Yeah.
So, they're throwing it down at the end of the season for y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. But, yeah, just excited for college football. It's always a great time, you know. And Pensacola is interesting because you have –
You've got a mix.
Mix of everybody throughout the Southeast. So get ready for college football. I know I'm excited. And I'm excited for the news, which is coming up.
That's right. David Wayne will have your news after Fox News. It's Pensacola Morning News right here on AM 1620, 92.3.
listen on.